We begin Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Bechor Behemot Torah, the halachos of a Bechor born from a kosher animal. Sif Alef Yisrael Shiyod Aloy Behemot Torah Shaloy Bechor. If a Jew has a firstborn male animal born to him, Mitzvah Lagdisha, it is a mitzvah to expressly verbalize and say, Hareza Kaddish. Shnem, as the Pasuk says, Tagdish Hashem Elokecha. The Pasuk teaches us that the mitzvah Bechayra is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we know as Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed all the Bechayrim and saved the Jewish Bechayrim, saved the Jews. So we commemorate that with the mitzvah Bechar. And in general, the mitzvah Bechar represents that when a person has a moment of real simcha, real rejoicing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a firstborn, and he goes and dedicates it to Hegdish as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to, where the person is declaring that he recognizes that everything we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and takes from us. And it also is a kapara where for Aveira that Chava did, that she was the firstborn woman in the world, and she did what wasn't supposed to do would be done with the Eitz Hadas, and therefore the halach is to make a kapara for that. We do mitzvahs b'chayra. This is not a bracha. This is not a mitzvah for which we make a bracha, because the b'char becomes kadosh immediately as soon as it's born. Moreover, the mitzvah that we just said, that you should be magdashit, that you should expressly verbalize that you're being magdashit, may be done even on Shabbos v'yantif. But however, if you didn't go through this procedure, miskadesh me'ela mirechem, it becomes kadosh by itself from the moment it's born. The nice l'kayin, it should be given to the kayin, bein shibutam, whether it's healthy, bein shenaf b'mum, whether it has a mum, afilo noel b'mum, even if it was born that way. But when it's very young, it should not be given to the cotton. You're not doing the kohen a favor, because he just has, the kohen will now have to be busy with this animal. It is the obligation of the owners to work with this animal until it starts to grow. When we speak about a small behemadaka, the owner has to hold on to it for 30 days. Begasa, by a large animal, the owner has to hold on to it for 50 yom. Vim ein loy koyin matzu, if there's no koyin available, chayv letapel boy, then the owner has to keep on taking care of this animal achia damli koyin until he finds a koyin. Any koyin that has a chazaka, that is a koyin, is qualified to be the koyin to give him the animal. The sepeis. If the kohen tells the owner of the animal before the 30-50 days, Tanei, give me the animal and I'll take care of it. If the animal doesn't have a mum, then you should not give it to the kohen under those circumstances. It's as if he's doing business with this bechor. It looks like they made a deal. The kohen will take care of the animal in exchange for being given the animal. It looks like he's doing this for that deal, and otherwise maybe another kohen might have gotten it. But if the animal became already balmum, and the kohen says, give it to me already so I should be able to eat it, mutter. As soon as it becomes a balmum, the kohen may eat it, shecht it, and eat it. There's a machloikis. If somebody is not a kohen, but he has a son-in-law or a grandson as a kohen, may he pay another individual who has a bechor born to him to choose his son-in-law, to choose his son, to be the kohen that will receive the bechor. Sif Gimel, im a kohen ein roitz l'kabloi, if the kohen doesn't want to receive the bechor, the kohen is going to have to care for this animal Achipa by mum, until it becomes a mum, Einrishoy, the coin has no right to refuse accepting the animal. Nation Mira, Kimavaza Matskuna, it seems like he's just treating the Matskuna in a very unacceptable way, and therefore a coin should accept the Bukhar, even though it's a bother. There is a question, what is the halacha by a Safek Bukhar? Because there are opinions that a Safek Bukhar, the owner, could keep, and there are opinions that say you should give the Safek Bukhar to a Kohen, but since it's not a full-fledged Bukhar, we don't know for sure it's a Bukhar, there maybe the Kohen can refuse to accept it. Kamakam, Yisrael also loyalitin the Kohen, the Yisrael's intention should not be when he gives it to the Kohen, to tease him, to bother him, say, I'm making you be stuck with this animal. And if that is clearly the intention of this Yisrael, then the coin doesn't have to receive it. The Kain and Pasha Yisrael, if the Yisrael was negligent, he could have avoided the problem by selling the mother to a Nachri before she had the baby. And he didn't do that, like Makra. And now we have this problem with this Bukhar. Then in a coin circle kabbalah Bukhar, then the coin doesn't have to receive the Bukhar. Al Huba Atzmai, the owner, your tapa boy, has to take care of it. Achipa Bamum until it becomes Bamum. Vaz Yitnail coin and then give it to the coin. Siftalid. Habukhar Bismanazah that we don't have a base of Mikdash and it can't be brought as a carbon. Sarkla Shaisai, you have to hold on to it. Achipa Bamum until it becomes about Ba'azmun. The halacha Bukhar is not only a halacha that applies in Eretz Yisrael, it's a halacha that applies even in Chutz La'aretz. Kshinofa Ba'mum, and now when the Bukhar got a mum, Ma'anos El Shlosh Ba'ali Torah, we should show it to three people who are somewhat learned, Vechmem Yibok Yildas, but one of them has to be truly an expert, Imhum Kavua, if this is a mum Kavua, and if they decide that it is a Baal Mum, Matir Naisai, they allow it to be slaughtered, Vachkach Shecht Naisai, and they could shecht it. If the animal, the Bukhar, was shechted before they showed it, and then they shechted and they showed it, and they were able to determine that it was a Baal Mum, then the halach is that that Bukhar may not be eaten. And even the kalim, the equipment that was used to cook that Bukhar, should be kashered. Vim kosher, so now it was determined to be a Baal Mum, and you shecht it, and if it's kosher after the shechita, oichon oisei may be eaten. We do eat it. The mutkam Yisrael, even a Yisrael may eat it. Avol einan nimka b'makulin, it should not be sold in the meat market. Vein anishkel b'litra, it's not weighed on a regular scale. Vein oisei menu l'klovim, you may not serve it to dogs. It has to be treated with great respect because it's a bechor. We should not sell or give portion of it to a nachri. However, the parts of the animal that are not edible, like the bones, may be disposed of because there's nothing else we could do with it. If a mum developed in a bechor, that people in this location who could determine that this is a Baal Mum, we show it to them immediately. And when it becomes mutter, we should not delay with shechting it and eating it. Unless it was determined to be a Baal Mum before it's a year old. Then, we could hold on to it until it becomes a year old. But if we came mutter when it's almost a year old or right after it's a year old, we should not delay in shechting it more than 30 days. However, if one did hold on to it longer than they should have shechted it already, and in this it doesn't become disqualified. Sivav, the coin circle galas bechor, the coin is supposed to raise the bechor, achyip b'mum until it becomes b'mum, and then v'yachol l'machol Yisrael, he could sell it to a Jew, bein sheyesh b'mum, bein sheyesh b'mum, whether it does or doesn't have mum, Rak she Yisrael Yanabai Kedushta Bechara. Yisrael has to be aware that this is a Bechara animal and treat it with the proper Kedusha. V'gamla Yiknei L'Schara, he should not buy it with the intent to do business with this animal. The Yisrael that buys it should not, the kind that's selling it should not sell it to a Nochri, only to a Jew. And if a Yisrael bought it, not for business purposes, and now he realizes that he doesn't have any use for it, he could sell it further to another Jew. Sev Zayin, Eymar Gilem Abachar. The Hainu, Lahavshet Or Shalom Darach Maglosev. We don't strip the skin off a Bachar by stripping the skin from the leg up in one piece. The Nerek Bezoyin. That is a Bezoyin that's not treating it with the proper respect. Because when you want to, when you skin an animal that way, you're showing that you're really intending, you just want to use it for a tablecloth. Moreover, the halacha teaches us that when the v'char is ultimately comes a balmum and it's slaughtered and it's eaten, it should be eaten the derech kavod. It should be eaten in a way that shows that this is a very important piece of meat, and I'm showing it the proper respect it deserves.